Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh my gosh, is it Friday? It's kind of crazy, right? Most of us had a short week. Some of us had an even shorter week. Some of us are having a short week again next week. And yet, I mean, it's Friday, and I always get a little extra pep in my step on Friday. You know what I mean? And I just got some news that just put a great big old smile on my face and just warmed the cockles of my heart, or maybe it was the heart of my cockles. I don't know, but something's warm. And it's good, and I'm happy to about it. So something just made me very, very happy. There you go. I just thought I'd share that with you, okay? Steve the Painter texts us on a regular basis on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And he said, tell Robbie over at Certified that they got his antique Honda running so well that he actually misses seeing him, which is nice. And then Robbie was just telling us a couple of moments ago, he's got to call Steve to do some painting. And I know it sounds crazy. His name is Steve the Painter. And for years I thought, well, it's just a nickname, right? How many years have I been reading Steve the Painter's texts? And I just thought, well, it's just a nickname. And I didn't realize that he's a real honest-to-goodness painter that, you know, paints. And Robbie's saying he's going to call him to do some work at his house because he knows he does a great job because he painted the shop. Well, Steve, do me a favor. Put the month of October out there. I may need some painting on Julia's bedroom. I know. I'm not going to dive into it, but we had some stuff, and it would appear... In a very sad, disappointing way, we may not, and just ugly. You know, I don't want her bedroom to be ugly, so I want to make sure that we're probably going to look for somebody. And so, Steve, you might get the call. Just FYI, all right. Just thought I'd share that with you now that I've, because I will forget. Jeremy, do me a favor, write that down because you know what happens. I'll what's that word that you know when you don't remember? Forget, exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we got a lot of great stuff we're dealing with. Quick reminder, next week I think we got Bill O'Reilly rolling in here. What do you think about the change of the Department of Defense to the Department of War? Apparently, the president's getting ready to issue an executive order that will change the name of the Department of Defense to the Department of War, which, as you may or may not know, used to be the name of the Department of Defense. It was named the Department of War. So we're just, you know, everything old is new again. Kind of one of those things, I guess. I'm okay with it. I don't think there's any problem. Do you? Hit me up on that James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Let me know. Do you have any thoughts about changing the name of the Department of Defense back to the Department of War? Now, as long as I've been alive, and I know it's a long time, it has been the Department of Defense. There are folks, I guess you'd have to go back, what, 70, 80 years when it was the Department of War? Is that right? If you served in the military, do you especially have a thought on that? Right? Nobody better qualified than somebody who has served. What if you worked up at the Pentagon? Right? We've used the shorthand of DOD, again, my entire life. It's been DOD. Does it make a difference? Will anybody be able to say DOW? doesn't have the same flowing manner as DOD, but does it really change anything? Does it change the image? Maybe that's part of this. Do you think? Because Pete Hegseth, as the SecDef, Secretary of Defense, or maybe soon to be the Secretary of War, has said, we're getting out of the feel-good, namby-pamby, give every soldier a hug business. We're not doing that anymore. We need to return to the real mission of our military. And we need to reward people for being warriors. Oh, maybe that's where this comes from. Do you think? Could it be the connection to that? That our warriors are not supposed to be viewed as people who are going in and shaking hands. Right? It's not a political campaign. It is about protecting Americans. Well, that's the defense part of it, right? And being willing to go to war if necessary. It's an odd thing simply because President Trump is a lot of things. A lot of things. You know what he's not? He's not a president who wants war. He, in fact, I would say, has been a president who has avoided wars and wants to stop wars, has stopped wars. He's somebody that does deserve that Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know that he'll ever get it, but at least he's been nominated for it now. He is anything but a war sort of president. So it does seem a little interesting, maybe even odd, that he wants to take the name of the Department of Defense back by a few decades and reposition it as the Department of War. Well, I don't know. That's kind of above my pay grade, as they say. Let's take a listen to a couple of other things. I know we've got more from Tiny Tim Kaine, and I'm going to do my best to simply not say anything. Germ, I don't know. I know it runs a long time, so let's do cut number four, dive into some of what our diminutive Democrat had to say. Cut number four, please.
There was a witness yesterday who was nominated to be in a position at the State Department overseeing human rights, and he said that human rights, that rights come from God, which I don't disagree with that. The Declaration of Independence has the famous phrase that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. But the individual went on to say that rights do not come from laws or government. That deeply troubled me, because the statement that rights come from God but not from laws or government, that's the way Iran's theocracy runs. They claim that they govern based on Shia law. And because they're Shias, they punish Ahmadiyya Muslims, they punish Baha'i, they punish Sunni Muslims, they punish Christians, they punish Jews. The statement that rights do not come from laws or government, from somebody who is going to take an oath to uphold the Constitution and take an oath to promote equal justice under law, I found very troubling. But I was actually not in the room when Senator Cruz spoke. I was off to vote on something, and apparently he took umbrage at my statement, but I haven't had a chance to see it.
You're full of crap. Right, I mean, I'm saying hypothetically. No, I'm not. No, you're full of crap. Oh, you've absolutely watched, analyzed, listened to Cruz eviscerating you. That's the only reason you came out with this goofball stuff, trying to do a little cleanup on Isle Kane. Who are we kidding here, dude? You and I both know that. He doesn't believe that rights come from God, and that this is what makes the American experience so unique. Our founders, some of whom would go on to be described this way, that way, the other way, they all agreed that our rights came from God. They didn't come from the king. That would have been the version of, quote, the government back then. Wasn't the king who sat there and said, well, you have this right or that right in the opinion of those who founded this nation? they looked beyond the king. They went back to a view, frankly, that John Locke had. Locke wrote extensively about this. Now, we always have talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You go back to John Locke. John Locke wrote about life, liberty, and property. A little different, but still the inspiration, if you will, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But our founders all agreed rights came from God, and that is what made us different. And that is why when you look at the Bill of Rights fundamentally is a negative document. Negative towards the government. The government may not do this. The government may not do that. Somebody on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, says to me, 757 says, Jeff, but isn't the right to remain silent granted by the government? No. No, it is not. Your right to remain silent if you are arrested grows out of a legal case, late 60s, Miranda Escobedo, blah, 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 blah. But it is simply an extension of the Fifth Amendment, which says you have a God-given right not to be compelled to testify against yourself. So the answer would be no. It's a great question, but the answer is no. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, let's talk a little bit about my friends over there at the Good Feed Store. I know I talk about Jonathan Cotton all the time. He's a dear friend, great guy. I mean, he's crazy because he's a marathon runner. And, you know, that just officially makes him crazy. Nobody's going to run, what is it, 30 miles at a time? I mean, I don't mind running 26 miles. I just don't want to do it all at once. But Jonathan, yeah, he wanted to do it all at once. And then he found he couldn't do it. So he went into the Good Feed Store, got fitted by America's arch support experts, got back to running marathons and said, I'm going to buy that store. And he did. And it has just been off to the races ever since. Jonathan now has countless stores. The ones I know, of course, Short Pump right by Cabela's and Wegmans, south side of town, Stone Village Way right near Mission Barbecue in Midlothian. But he's got them all throughout North Carolina, Maryland, Virginia. You find the one nearest you online, goodfeet.com, goodfeet.com. Always budget a couple of minutes. That is the secret to this. You are going to go in and you are going to get the personal fitting. You are going to take the test walk. You're going to see the difference. You're going to feel the difference. And then, well, you're going to become a customer and a brand ambassador like me. The Good Feed Store, Short Pump by Cabela's and Wegmans, south side of town, Stone Village Way near Mission Barbecue in Midlothian, online, goodfeet.com. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon, heading into Friday evening. And I've got the final pair of tickets that I'll be giving away for the Richmond Home Show. I'd love to give you the chance to go to the Richmond Home Show. It's going to be over at Richmond Raceway Complex on September the 13th, so a little more than a week from now. If you would like them, well, it's the 13th. Let's take caller number 13 now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 13, Germ, they are going to get the tickets for the Richmond Home Show. Again, a pair of tickets for the Richmond Home Show, Richmond Raceway Complex.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
September the 13th. Caller number 13, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, please, no more Tim Kaine. He's such a blowhard. I know, but I'm not arguing that. But you're right, he is a blowhard. But he's also the sitting United States Senator in theory at least, representing the Commonwealth of Virginia, my beloved Commonwealth. Now, I think he's doing a terrible job, and I think he speaks out of his ear, but nonetheless, we got to pay attention to what this guy says, especially when it's wrong. Think about it, especially when it's wrong. And he is unbelievably wrong when he does everything possible to take God out of everything and then wants to campaign and tell you what a great Catholic he is. That's why I was so touched when I read and watched the rebuttal from one of those bishops. One of the bishops actually did just an amazing job talking about Tim Kaine and how wrong Tim Kaine was. I don't know if it'll make a difference to Tim Kaine, but at least it was out there. 804, Jeff says, it was changed to the Department of Defense after World War II to make it sound less aggressive when we sent troops into other countries to wage war. Okay, well, fair enough. Mike down in Colonial Heights says, hey, Jeff, Tim Kaine's comparison of Iran's theocracy and our rights coming from God is totally off base. The major difference is that in our country, we have the right to practice our religion, whatever that might be. In Iran, you only practice their version of Islam, and if you don't, you will be punished or killed. Mike in Colonial Heights. Mike in Colonial Heights, you're absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. You don't have an option over there. Here you have all sorts of options. Right? We sit back, and if somebody says, I believe that I need to worship this coffee mug, then go right ahead. I don't feel compelled to tell you that you're not allowed to do it. In fact, I don't have the right to tell you you're not allowed to do it. If you're asking my opinion, I might say to you, I think that's wrong or silly or ridiculous or great, but I got every right in the world to say it, don't I? And as with everything else, I will continue everyone's right, continue to passionately defend everyone's right to speak freely. I legitimately believe in that. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning over at 2228 John Rolfe Parkway in Henrico, our friend John Reed, Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, has got the grand opening of his regional campaign office. He said there's going to be signs available to pick up, which will be great. I don't know if they're just his signs or if they're these new signs I see popping up that say, let's keep a good thing going, that lists all three of our candidates, Winston Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares. Well, look, I'm picking signs up. I'm going to swing by tomorrow for sure, just because, I love John, but, I love everybody that's part of this and trying to make sure that my beloved Commonwealth keeps going the way it's supposed to go. So, again, that's tomorrow. If you didn't see the details, again, pop over to the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook or, what's the other one, Radio Katz. It is Jeff Katz, but I'm telling you, that's like John Smith in a lot of my old neighborhoods. So it says Jeff Katz, but it's also Radio Katz, and you can check it out over there. Hope to see you tomorrow. Monday morning, 8 a.m., back on National Report on Newsmax TV. So make sure that you tune in for that. Just take a couple of minutes away from my friend Rich Herrera in Richmond's. In fact, all you have to do is turn it down, right? Turn on Newsmax. You got the visual. Turn up the sound. I'll do my hit. And then you turn back Richmond's Morning News. See, we're not really competing on that one, I tell you. You know, my friend Mike Ivey out at Journey's End Tattoo Studio in Powhatan. Mike is my guy, just FYI. He really is when it comes to ink slinging. And I love what he does. And so he's done quite a bit for me. He just announced, he said, look, he's seeing people tell him, you know, that the economy is not doing great for some. So he's actually knocking his hourly rate down, which if you're asking me, and I guess you are because you tuned into my show, I think it's crazy just because Mike is worth everything that he charges and then some. But if you've got the opportunity to get some work done with Mike Ivey at Journey's End Tattoo Studio in Powhatan, Anderson Highway, of course. I think everything in Powhatan's on Anderson Highway, right? At least for now. As stuff comes, I'm sure there'll be other ones. But for the most part, it's all on Anderson Highway. But if you had the chance to get any work done by Mike at a reduced rate, oh, you should grab it. Just tell. If you're not into tats, then don't, because you still won't like it. But if you do like it, then here's a chance to get great benefit there. All right, couple of other things I should share with you. Do you remember Stephen Colbert? I have to go back to Asagi here, Germ, but we have to do it because it's so absolutely bat crap crazy. Stephen Colbert is your typical uber left-wing white dude who is, because of his belief in, the soft bigotry of low expectations, telling poor black people, hey, I'm safe, so if you're dealing with crime, you know, blank you. But he sends the blank you in the wrong direction. Soggy cut number two.
Yesterday, Trump also posted, Chicago is the worst and most dangerous city in the world by far. Worst and most dangerous? Two words. F*** you.
All right, that's enough of him, because that's brilliance from Stephen Colbert, who will soon not be around. I mean, television-wise, thank God. He's helped to squander tens of millions of dollars over there at CBS, and they finally said, yeah, we've had enough of this garbage. Donald Trump, President of the United States, has forced the leftists to stand with criminals and defend criminals and support criminals. And you may or may not like Donald Trump, but only Trump could do that. It's amazing to me. He is the king of trolling. You know what else he did over on LinkedIn? The White House started a LinkedIn account, and anybody who has ever worked for or worked in the White House, if they are part of the LinkedIn system, if they are listing the White House as a place where they worked, it will now come up with an image of Donald Trump. Brilliant. So that means when Barack Obama posts on LinkedIn, as the former president of the United States of America, saying he's now open to new opportunities, entertaining offers, when you check his background and you click on the White House, it'll be a big smiling photo of Donald John Trump. That is brilliant once again. Brilliant once again. Can we do cut number three? This is such absurdity, but it is what it is, and I'll explain it to you after we take a listen. Cut number three.
You should be.
By the way, I just totally reject what you just said about how we're going bankrupt due to Social
Security.
No,
not cut number three and Soggy. No. Cut number three, the regular one.
Eric, thank you. Political expert Larry Sabato looked into his crystal ball this morning and saw something different for the outcome of November's gubernatorial election. Despite polls showing the race narrowing, UVA Center for Politics says that's not the case. Avery Davis is live in the newsroom now to break down why it feels pretty confident in a Democratic win for the Commonwealth.
Hey, Steve, that's right. You might remember a Roanoke College poll that came out recently finding that the race for governor was within the margin of error after months of numbers showing a big Democrat lead. Looking at those numbers and a bunch of other factors, Center for Politics says no, Abigail Spanberger is probably going to win.
we had sort of seen enough over the course of the last several months to be a little more confident in Abigail Spanberger's chances.
For months, UVA Center for Politics was hesitant to declare a clear favorite between Democrat Spanberger and Republican Winsome Earl Sears. With 2 weeks until early voting, it changed its prediction.
We decided to move it to likely Democratic.
Crystal Ball managing editor Kyle Condick says funding advantages and polling trends show Spanberger leading.
So there's been some reporting about Republicans kind of grumbling about how Earl Sears is running her campaign. I also do think, though, that she is just in a pretty tough spot.
Also, what Condick calls, quote, environmental factors. For starters, Virginia typically elects candidates of the opposite party as the president to governor.
Republicans obviously can still win because they did back in 2021. But it does take some things, I think, breaking in their favor that, again, I just don't think are really present this year.
Sabato's crystal ball has underestimated Republican voters before, most recently when it predicted a Harris victory over Trump. Condick does not see that happening this time.
Democrats should win the Virginia governor's race based on what we know about history and the turnout dynamics and that sort of thing.
All right, so let's
early voting starts.
No, I got enough of that crap. Let's be clear. You were talking about Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato. Larry Sabato also told us that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. He told us that Joe Biden would be elected. He told us that Kamala Harris would be elected. Oh, he also told us that Terry McAuliffe would be elected. So here's what I would say to Larry Sabato, who last was heard describing you and me and other people who support President Trump as Nazis. I don't give a crap what you have to say. And for those people who are still looking at this race because you haven't decided which way you're going to go, guess what? That's where most people are after Labor Day. They're just starting to look at the election. All of that being said, don't forget, early voting in our Commonwealth starts pretty doggone soon. But if you're going to base whether you do or do not vote on Larry Sabato, do yourself a favor. Clear your mind of anything related to him. An ultra left winger who I would say with that report is doing everything possible, he and his team, to suppress Republican turnout. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. And we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I'm just going to let you know we got a pretty nice weekend in store for us. Starts this evening. Clear skies. Lows right down around 70. Tomorrow. Now listen to this. It's kind of weird. A little bizarre, but tomorrow we're looking at partly cloudy, a high of 90. Sunday, a little bit of sun in the afternoon, daytime high, 69 degrees. And then we're pretty much in the 70s for the foreseeable future. So I know I keep saying the seasons and the weather, and it sounds like it, right? 804 says, hey, Jeff, when has little Timmy ever been right? That is a good question, and you, I don't know. I'm sure there was some point at some point where Tiny Tim Kaine was right on something. I don't know when it was or what it was about or where it was, but I'm just sort of spitballing, and I'm thinking at some point he must have been right about something. If you have the details, let me know. You can do it on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Again, look for left-wingers' heads to pretty much explode as Skydance, the parent company for CBS and CBS News, buys the Free Press, Barry Weiss's Free Press, for rumored sale price somewhere between $1 and $200 million, and then hires her on to take over CBS News and fix that product on the national level because it just stinks to high heaven. And she is the lady, in my opinion, to get it done. Have you noticed, people, the leftists already now torpedoing her the best they can? And it's difficult, right? I mean, she is apparently lesbianic. She was married to a guy, but now has made clear that her interests are directed towards other women. She apparently had some sort of you know, she was in the theater program and may have been, you know, engaged in a thespian sort of a thing during college. That's what something I read somewhere online said. So it has to be true. But she has made clear, she said, you know, I don't really talk much about my personal life in that way because I don't think it's anybody's business. But if you're asking, yeah, I'm more attracted to women than guys at this point. Okay. How are the leftists going to deal with that intersectionality? Well, she's a conservative. No, she's not. She's a Republican. No, she's not. She is a real, honest-to-goodness, old-school journalist. And she can fix it. She can fix it, and I hope that she will. We've got a lot that we did not even get to. So Monday, I'm going to ask you the question. Pam Bondi, our attorney general, says we probably should have a nationwide ban on transgender folks owning firearms. You and I are going to have to take that up on Monday and talk a little bit about it. Monday morning at 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. I would urge you to be there. I will certainly be tuning in myself tomorrow morning if you have the chance. John Reed's area headquarters opening up over there on John Rolfe Parkway in the morning. Hope to see you there. We will end today as we have since October the 7th, 2023, almost 700 days, by playing Hatikva, the national anthem of Israel. It means the hope. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If your Hebraically challenge simply means have yourself a great weekend. God willing, we get the chance to do it all again on Monday, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.